The helicopter is organised via the Coast Guard headquarters station. Now, in this area, we've talked about Solent Coast Guard, which is where the call would initiate. The Coast Guard station have, the Coast Guard Service have headquarters stations, and in my time they were known as Marine Rescue Subcentres. All the distress calls, whether they be from telephones or from radios or members of the public reporting them, all those calls go into the Solent Coast Guard station. They then decide on what resources they need. And for every rescue, it is different. It's not like the fire service when they have a fairly simple job. They've got a fire, they send a fire engine or maybe a extending ladder vehicle, etc. In the Coast Guard service, you've got lifeboats, you've got helicopters, all sorts of things. So the decision on what is sent depends on what the incident is, and the officers in charge will make that decision. Sometimes, though, that decision isn't always easy to make. If you can't, you don't see what's going on. If you're on scene, it is much easier to decide what you want. So quite often, one of the things that happens is that the Coast Guard send out one of their own mobiles, one of their own vehicles to be on scene. They will alert some of the rescue services, but they also rely on the their own vehicle getting on scene, making a assessment of what they can see, and then they may update or increase the number of services that they've got there. So Solent Coast Guard will be the people that were able to call out the helicopter. Any of the Coast Guards on the ground, if they could see that that was necessary, were able to request it, and normally their request would be accepted.